Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at the 2018 London Swine Conference. My guest is Craig Klemmer, a principal agricultural economist with Farm Credit Canada. Thanks for joining us, Craig.
Thank you for having me.
As part of the 2018 London Swine Conference, you discussed the topic, Future of Processing in Ontario and North America. First of all, how important is the processing of food products to jobs and to the Canadian and North American economies, and what are the factors there?
Yeah, absolutely. When we think about agriculture in Canada, in the United States, North America, having a strong processing sector is really what adds that, you know, additional value back here. When we're producing commodities here in Ontario, we're competing against the world. And when we have a strong processing value-added sector, that continues to add value back to producers and creates markets opportunities for Canadian agriculture.
What are the key factors that influence the profitability and viability of the food processing sector, and what are the influences there?
Yeah, so I mean, there's a number of things. One, obviously, when we look domestically, just the size of your market. You know, when we think about agriculture, though, the reality is that we produce a lot more products in Ontario than what we're going to consume, or in Canada that what we're going to consume. So we also need to look at that export market. There's a number of factors there that are going to impact that. The value of the Canadian dollar, our cost of production, whether it's labor, energy, input costs, all are going to be things that are going to feed into that cost of production. And then obviously market access. You know, what is our cost of our transactions to get our products into market? So we've seen some recent announcements that have lowered some transaction costs to get Canadian exports into new markets.
Looking specifically at trade, what are the factors to consider there? Where are the potential opportunities, or the greatest potential opportunities, and where do we see challenges emerging?
Yeah, so when we think about the pork sector, we've seen two agreements that have recently been announced, and that is CETA, which gives us increased access into the European market. You know, we have a high quality, high value, safe, you know, incredibly good product here that we're producing for Ontario pork. And these market opportunities are going to add value back to producers. It's a high value market. We also just had the CPTPP announced, the Comprehensive and Progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership. And, you know, that's giving access to some emerging and expanding economies, thinking about Malaysia and Vietnam, where, you know, pork is a very important part of their diets, and we have a good product here in Canada that's increasingly demanded in these economies, and therefore lower transaction costs are going to create opportunities. Other things that we need to consider on the overall trade side of things is that we're competing against the United States and many other countries around the world, so the value of our Canadian dollar is obviously going to impact our competitiveness into some of these export markets.
How competitive is Canada at this stage, and what are the factors that play into that competitiveness?
Yeah, so Canada is very competitive. You know, things that are going to come into play are, you know, your productivity, you know, how, you know, number of pigs per litter, the rate of gain that you're playing on it, the efficiency of labor. All those things are coming into play. Canada is a top producer of agricultural products across the board, and pork is no exception. So from that side of things, Canada is very competitive on that production side of things. Obviously, the value of the Canadian dollar is going to come into play. We do have some higher cost of productions you know, throughout, but you know, some of it's a give and take and where that opportunity is. We have a good brand, too, that really helps, you know, get our product into other markets. People want that high-quality, safe, Canadian-branded product that we're producing, and those are all helping us in the export markets as well.
You touched on the value of the Canadian dollar. How are interest rates affecting profitability at this stage? How are interest rates affecting the value of the Canadian dollar, and what are the implications of that?
Yeah, so interest rates are key and something that we need to be monitoring. We have seen 3 rate increases in Canada, and that is increasing you know, costs for agriculture and the hog sector. When it comes to the value of the Canadian dollar and interest rates and the relationship, it really is that spread between the expectation of future rate increases in the U.S. relative to future rate increases here in Canada. So if the U.S. is looking to increase rates at a faster pace than here in Canada, it generally means that we're expecting, you know, more growth there, and therefore it creates a an inverse relation on the value of Canadian dollar, and vice versa. So right now, you know, we're seeing a little bit of that interest rate spread coming more into the Canadian-U.S. dollar component.
And that is affecting the Canadian dollar how?
So it's creating some downward pressure on the Canadian dollar. So right now we're forecasting that Canadian dollar to stay below that 80 cent mark. So as the U.S. is expected to increase rates a little faster than Canada, you know, it puts a little bit of downward pressure on the value of the dollar.
Looking at all of these factors, what is the outlook for Canadian agriculture and agri-food processing, and why?
Yeah, so overall, I think the outlook for Canadian agriculture and the processing sector is positive. You know, we got to be cautiously optimistic about that. You know, we've got new trade agreements that are creating opportunities. We have a Canadian dollar that's helped support profitability for producers. Farm cash receipts have been growing. Net income expected to be fairly strong in Canada again, and we just saw AF's Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada's recent outlook pointing to some increased net income here in Canada, and therefore that would support optimism in Canadian agriculture. From the processing side of things, demand continues to be strong. The Canadian economy, the U.S. economy continues to be improving, and those are market opportunities for our products. So overall, things look to be fairly supportive and pretty positive.
What should stakeholders be watching moving forward, and why?
Yeah, so obviously there's going to be a number of challenges. Moving forward, commodity prices is going to be a big challenge. We don't set prices of our commodities. We're price takers here in Canada. So, input costs as well as your return on your output, those are something that, we got to monitor. From the producer level, understanding and protecting your cash flow, your liquidity position is going to be extremely important so that you can make the right decisions for your operation and take advantage of the marketplace where you can be doing that. So things that are going to impact that, labor costs, interest rates, the value of the Canadian dollar, all these things are going to be things that are important to keep a pulse on, as they're going to have an impact to your bottom line.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think agriculture is a great industry to be a part of. There's a lot of great things happening in this industry. There's a lot of excitement in this industry, and it's wonderful to be a part of that. And, I'm excited to be a part of that. FCC is excited to be a part of it. And this optimism is just wonderful to be a part of this industry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
I'll do that again because I didn't get the mic in front of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Our guest has been Craig Klemmer, a principal agricultural economist with Farm Credit Canada. At the 2018 London Swine Conference, for Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.